We read on Shabbos about the laws of lighting the menorah in the Mishkan. Rashi asks, why is the section of the menorah put in juxtaposition with the section dealing with the offerings of the Nesiim? It should have been placed together with all the other utensils of the Mishkan in Parshas Truma. It seems out of place here. So Rashi, quoting a Medrash, explains, Lefi kishera haharon chanukas ha-Nesiim, when Aharon saw the dedication offerings of the Nesiim, chol sha'az da'atoi, he felt distressed. He was despondent, because neither he nor his shevet participated in the inauguration of the Mishkan. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu consoled Aharon, and he told him, Chayecha, I swear, Shelcha gedoyle mishalahem. Your part is of greater importance than their part. She'ata madlik emeitiv asaneiras. You will prepare and light the menorah in the Mishkan. And the Ramban asks, how did that console Aharon? Neither he or his shevet took part in any of the offerings in the Chanukas HaMishkan. So why was he comforted with the menorah? I saw a powerful idea brought down in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Varka. He points out the unusual term that the Ribbono Shloim used in consoling Aharon. Hashem said, Chayecha, Shelcha gedoyle mishalahem. We interpret the word Chayecha, I swear or I promise. However, the literal translation of the word Chayecha is your life, from the word Chayim. Says the Varka Rebbe, this is what Hashem told Aharon, Chayecha, I see that your yearning to come close to Hashem is so great that it's literally affecting your life. There's a saying in Yiddish, Es geiter in leib marein. If that's the case, Hashem told Aharon, Chayecha, if that's taking over your life, Shelcha gedoyle mishalahem, what you are doing for me is much greater than what they ever did for me. This is the greatest gift anyone can ever give me. Hashem told Aharon, I don't need the actual kabanas or the animals that were being sacrificed on the Mizbech that was offered by all the other Nesiim. What I really want is your Ratzon, your heart. Rachmana Liba Boya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your desire, your yearning, striving to grow and steig and aspiring to reach greater spiritual levels. This is the message that Aharon received. It doesn't matter what role you play in Avodas Hashem, as long as you devote yourself with all your heart and soul. There's a story told about a Talmud and Masifta Tiferes Yishalayim who came from a non-observant family. Each week, this student would return home and share with his parents bits of information on what he'd learned in yeshiva that week. One Shabbos, his father became especially intrigued on what his son had related to him, and he tells him, Son, please bring me a Gemara and show it to me inside. The father was so inspired that they decided that they would learn together every single weekend a piece of Gemara. And since the father had never learned Gemara before in his life, he didn't even know how to read Hebrew. So it took them 3 years to complete one daf of Gemara. And they completed that single daf of Gemara in the most thorough manner. Then the father asked his son, shall we make a siyum on this daf that took us 3 years to complete? And the son tells him, Dad, the common custom is that we only make a siyum on the completion of an entire mesechta. And the father was extremely disappointed. So the son decided that he would approach his Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Moshe Feinstein, and pose to him this question. After hearing the question, Reb Moshe said, not only should you make a siyum, but tell me when and where it will take place, and I would also like to attend the siyum. He said, I've been to many different types of siyumim in my life, a Mishnah, Gemara, Mishnah Brura, and others, but I've never been to a siyum on a single daf of Gemara. He said, if someone undertakes to learn Torah with tremendous toil and devotion, it doesn't matter the amount. When he completes his goal, that qualifies as a siyum, and the celebration which follows is deemed a sudas mitzvah. A week later, the siyum was held, and Reb Moshe, as promised, participated. The father stood up at the event and recited the last line of the Daf Gemara out loud, explaining it to all who were in attendance. He said, although I've had much success in my professional career, this is the greatest moment of my life, my crowning achievement. A great feast was then served, which included music and dancing and singing. The festivities continued into the early hours of the morning. When the party was over, the father went to sleep. But he never woke up. He died in his sleep. The next day by the Levayah, Moshe got up and said, the Gemara says, Yesh koina alamai b'sha achas. A person can acquire his world in 1 hour. V'yesh koina alamai b'daf echad. A person's entire purpose in this world could very well be simply the completion of one single daf of Gemara. Eina kadosh baruch hu moina hadafim. Hashem does not count pages, only effort. Rachmana liba boya. Hashem wants your ratzon, chayecha, your heart. He had an incredible desire to learn and understand one daf of Gemara. And Hashem said, I appreciate your devotion and effort. You have now completed your mission on this world. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.